Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Passive income can expand your lifestyle. It can free up your time. It can allow you to be more charitable. It can lessen your stress around finances, and it can allow you to live a life on your terms.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Got a really fun episode for you today. We're talking about building multiple income streams and three fundamentals to focus on. Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone else what to do. Please seek licensed financial advice when it comes to your own investing decisions. With that top of mind, if you look at the Forbes 500 list, these are the wealthiest Americans here in the United States, you will see that all of these individuals have multiple income streams. In fact, depending on what source you tune into, the average millionaire has between 3 and 10 income streams. It's just the way that wealth goes and cash flows. And the unfortunate part is most of us were not taught any of this in school. If you were lucky enough to have any form of financial education in school outside of balancing a checkbook or saving money, it probably had something to do with the stock market. But the stock market is primarily focused on equity building. It's buy low, sell high. It's put money away for a rainy day, and hopefully that grows over time. It has little to do with passive income streams. So if you're more interested in building passive income streams and cash flow, then this is the right episode for you. Without further ado, let's dive into the three fundamentals. So first of all, diversification. I talk about diversification a lot on this show for a good reason, because it's very important. We have to remember and be realistic that not every investment we make is going to be a home run. Investments can go down in value, distributions can get paused, delays can occur. All investing entails risk, so you have to make multiple investments to limit your risk and to diversify if one sector were to be hit. correlation is very important to understand, and very few people talk about it. For example, private real estate has a 0.14 correlation to the broader equities market. A zero correlation would mean that there is absolutely no correlation between the two. So there's a little bit between the two in this case, but not a lot. So for example, if my real estate were to be impacted by, let's say, rising interest rates like we experienced in 2022, then I have low correlation dividend paying stocks. And if my stocks were to get hit, then I invest in ATM machines. And if the US comes out with a digital dollar and ATM machines are no longer needed, I have private lending funds, I have car washes, and I have diversified active income streams as well. So it's not a foolproof plan, but it can certainly improve your odds if you're looking to live on long-term, consistent passive income. Number two is dollar cost average. I've also spoke about this from time to time on various episodes, and it's extremely difficult to try to time the market. So rather than trying to time the market, I invest in the high times, the mid times, and the low times. And what happens is over the long haul, I end up getting an average price. You could think about it this way. If real estate, just for example purposes, has gone up, let's say 30% over the last 3 years, which is probably not far from what we actually experienced. And let's say this year, real estate corrects and it drops down 20%, then I would still be up in overall gain on all my investments that I made 3 years ago or further back. Furthermore, I would have the opportunity to continue investing today at a 20% discount relative to previous pricing. Classic example of buying the dip. And if you just look at the long-term history of real estate appreciation, you'll see it's a long-term upward trend. Now, that doesn't mean that real estate's going to go up every single year, but what it does mean is that historically, decade by decade, it has gone up in price. Dollar cost averaging is simply a strategy that can also help reduce risk and help you to diversify.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com. Are you a real estate investor looking to break into the multifamily investing space? Have you heard of MFIN Con happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, June 12th through the 14th? The Multifamily Investor Nation Convention is a place to learn from over 60 high-level apartment investors while networking with more than 700 additional investors. If that's not enough for you, A-Rod, yep, Alex Rodriguez, 12-time Major League Baseball All-Star with over $700 million of commercial real estate assets, will be live and in person speaking at the event. Also speaking is the one and only Dr. Robert Cialdini, the godfather of influence and the award-winning author. I personally love his books. So be sure to secure your tickets to this live in-person event before they're gone. Go to mfincon.com for more details. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Visit mfincon.com today. Use the promo code BESTEVER to get $200 off your tickets. That's mfincon.com.
Moving on to number three, last but not least, focus on what is essential. There's always going to be new products, new startups, new ideas. But the sad truth of this, statistically speaking, is that many of these companies will fail. In fact, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 65% of companies fail within the first 10 years. So it's important to consider what you're investing in. Most of my real estate investments have been rented out for the last 20 plus years and have a long-term track record of producing passive income. I do not speculate myself on new development projects or new ideas like maybe 3D printed homes, as those do not match my particular risk profile. Residential real estate has been providing an essential need for people for thousands of years, and that is housing. So unless you believe that housing will become obsolete in the next 3 to 5 years, as that's the average time frame that I'm invested in any particular deal, then it's probably going to be here for a while. And that's why residential housing has been the core and the foundation of my investment portfolio for the entire 15 plus years that I've been investing. That's not to say that's what you should do, but make sure that whatever it is you're investing in is essential and meets the needs and the wants of people for years to come. With all this in mind, I want to leave you with a few parting thoughts. And number one, it's that not all your income streams need to be equaled out. And what I mean is, it's okay to have one primary source of income, whether that comes from a job, a business that you own, or one particular investment. All I'm saying is that you may not want to have all your eggs in one basket. And number two, you don't have to do all of this on your own. I made this mistake years ago, working a 100-hour work week and thinking I could flip houses and run vacation rentals and have buy and hold single family all on the side and do it all myself. Remember, you can get coaches, you can get mentors, you can join training programs, you can seek the advice of licensed financial advisors. So in the example of a real estate private placement or syndication, I'm just a limited partner. I'm letting a professional group find the properties, underwrite the properties, manage the residents, manage the construction, manage the asset. I'm just investing in a hands-off manner, my own capital, and I'm sharing in the profits alongside them. And number three is to be realistic. This get-rich-quick mindset has embraced our culture, and I get it. Everybody wants instant results. Wouldn't that be nice? But you have to understand that investing is like planting seeds. You're not going to see results overnight. In many cases, it takes years and years to start to get meaningful results. But remember that if you stick it out, if you're patient, it can be very, very rewarding. Passive income can expand your lifestyle. It can free up your time. It can allow you to be more charitable. It can lessen your stress around finances, and it can allow you to live a life on your terms. So I hope these three fundamentals were helpful for you in this episode. Feel free to like, subscribe, and share this episode with anyone you think could find value. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips right here on Best Ever. I'm Travis Watts, your host. If we haven't connected, I'd love to connect with you one-on-one. You can reach out to me on social media platforms. I'd be happy to give you my time and add value wherever I can. Have a best ever week, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.